This broadcast is brought to you by Integrity Staffing Solutions. At Integrity, we're passionate about connecting great talent with great companies across North America. For more information on how our custom, flexible workforce solutions can help solve your biggest challenges, visit us online at integritystaffing.com.
You're now listening to HR Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Megan Couch. Welcome to HR Liftoff. My guest today is Sabina from PayActive. Sabina, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Megan. Monday, early morning at, well, not so early morning, 10 a.m. in California. Thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait to do this. And I know that we have talked prior to this, but this is a topic that I am very passionate about that I don't think enough people know about. And for those that are tuning in, I think they're like, oh, PayActive. So in a second, I'm going to give you a chance to kind of expand on exactly what you do. But this is going to be a lot of good information. So I'll let you get to it. So why don't you give a little bit of background on PayActive and what you do for PayActive?
Sure. So what is PayActive? PayActive is a financial wellness platform. So, we do provide employees access to their earned but unpaid wages between pay periods. In essence, what we are doing, Megan, is giving them the liquidity that they need between pay periods. In addition to that, and this is really important, Megan, this is what fits the financial wellness model. In addition to on-demand access to earned but unpaid wages, we provide employees a suite of financial services. We believe it's just not enough to take care of that short-term need of liquidity. What we also need to do is to take care of employees in the long term. And employers ask us to do the same thing. So along with on-demand access to earned but unpaid wages, we provide employees access to an award-winning savings and budgeting tool, financial counseling, financial literacy, consumer discounts, which include prescription discounts, access to Uber on our platform, access to e-commerce benefits of Amazon on our platform. So all this comes together to provide that financial wellness platform for the employees. I hope that's helpful.
It does. I know from my own experience, and openly, we use PayActive, and it was an absolute wonderful thing that we did. And I say that in the sense for our associates. And I, when you guys came in and then we partnered together, I myself was thinking like, all right, like, how is this any different than like check cashing? Or which I fully well know the fees for check cashing industries just are nuts. I mean, I will say, you know, but a lot of people are in a place where that is their own, or they think that's their only option. So I went into it a little bit skeptically, thinking like, all right, like, how are you going to differentiate yourselves from this? But you really had a different vision to start the company. You know, there was a vision, I think, that was separate. And if you could talk a little bit about that, too. Because when you started to explain more, I found myself just actively listening and thinking like, this is not the same thing. This is not check cashing. Your goal is really to give folks access to earned wages that, yes, they've earned, but not for you overall. The overall goal for you isn't profitability.
Exactly. And Megan, I'm so glad you asked me this question, our vision to start this company. It's really exciting to talk about this, and not a lot of people know about it. We are a public benefit corporation and a certified B Corp. You know, it just sounds like a lot of fancy words, but what does it really mean?
It means that for... And let me, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but like, so name some other B Corps. I think some other folks might not.
Sure. And these will be familiar to some of us, at least. Athleta, where I went over the weekend, is a B Corp. The Body Shop, Tom's Shoes. I mean, these, Patagonia, these are names people recognize, right? These are the names that are B Corps. What it really means is that for us, purpose and profit are equally important. We are absolutely committed to make a measurable difference in the lives of our users. So in essence, Megan, you know, you asked me what I do at Paiactive. For the last 5 years, I've done only one thing, and that is work for our users, right? So we don't just talk about it. We actually practice it, Megan. That's what we do. And you will see that in our model, in our messaging, in our pricing. The message goes right from our CEO to every person in this organization, every partner that comes to work with us, every user that believes in us. So I hope that is helpful. We are very, very passionate about it.
Yes, and I am going to get to, I think we're going to get to a little bit more detailed examples in a minute, but I do have to say, when during that same time period, and it's not often I think that I hear folks or meet folks where it's like, this quote really stuck with me. Like I could say the quote without having to say it back to myself three times, like trying to make it my own, you know, and you had a really great quote because it rings so true, but you said it's really expensive to be poor. And I walked away thinking like, well, that makes sense. You know, I think it makes sense, but I think you guys have a really good, relevant way of explaining that. And you've done a lot of details about what fintechs is and what your goal is there to disintermediate fintechs. But can you explain in layman's terms, you know, what fintechs is and kind of to the common lay person, and probably, and I know you can do this, but just how that's relevant to folks that might not think it's very relevant, but it absolutely is, and especially to the hourly workforce.
It absolutely is, Megan. Okay, let me give you an example. I make $15, $16 an hour. I get paid every 2 weeks. Between pay periods, I have no money coming into me. Nothing. Nothing hits my checking account. But one other thing does hit my checking account, and that could be a utility bill, my Verizon bill, or it could be any other bill, right? Let's say it's a $100 bill. Megan, what will happen when my Verizon bill hits my checking account and the $100 are not there?
Fee.
There will be an overdraft fee of $30, $40, $50. So did my utility bill or my Verizon bill cost me $100, or did it cost me $135? Right? So Think about it. It actually became more expensive for me. Don't forget the late fees, the service fees, the disconnect fees, the reconnect fees, right? This is a financial tax on our users. When they don't have access to that liquidity between pay periods, it is a financial tax on them. It becomes very expensive to be poor. But you know, fintech is not just overdraft fees. It's made up of many other fees that, you know, maybe you and I don't think about it. But you know, it consists of a lot of bank account fees, subprime and title loan fees, You know, card balance interest fees, late fees, reconnect fees. I mean, you know, payday loan fees. It's a laundry list of fees that our users have to pay just because they don't have access to their already completed earned but unpaid wages between pay periods. That is fintech.
Yeah, I, and even working for my organization for a long time, and we have multiple clients that do every 2 weeks, and we pay every week. We pay on a weekly basis, and we always have, and we, I think, understood the fact that that was a necessity and not a nice to have, right? Because of part of what you're saying, but there is still an impact on a weekly basis, and I think that is because of the structure, or I hate to say maybe lack of structure within different industries to understand, and also folks don't understand that you might be able to set your bills at a certain 2 times a month or 3 times a month, but that might be the max. I think a lot of companies don't actually offer the variability to be able to support folks, not just when they're behind, but when they could legitimately come to them and say, I get paid twice a month. You know, I need it to be taken out at this time, not a minute earlier, because it might not hit until 12:02 a.m., you know, on a Friday. So it's really a dance that appears, at least, and I think concrete-wise, that disadvantages the folks, disadvantages the employees. And so you automatically think, like, okay, well, if they need the immediate cash, you know, let's go to a check cashing place. But again, they're 20, I'm going to ballpark, so 20%. And that's just off the top. You take a haircut off the top and that's it and you're done. But you guys offer different products and I want you to talk a little bit about them, because the financial literacy piece, I think a lot of folks think like, well, how many people actually take advantage of it? But you guys do it in a unique way. It's almost like not a nice to have. It's like, you're going to have to understand. And when people hear earned wages, I think they think, is that another way to just put check cashing? It's absolutely not. So I will be more precise, because I know you're like, which one do you want me to talk about first? But I think the offerings, if we could start there, because you have some new ones, and then also how they relate to potential employees or customers.
Sure. So yes, you know, we do sometimes get questions from employers that, can you just talk about the long-term impact on an employee's financial lives with your service? And, you know, that is why we have more of a holistic approach, Megan. It's not just about giving them, you know, some quick cash. That's just not what we are about. You know, you've experienced our platform, and what we've done is, if you think about it, we've considered all aspects of the user's life. I need to get access to my liquidity, but what do I need to do with that liquidity? And my liquidity, earned but unpaid wages, could come in the form of overtime, tips, bonuses, you know, just grabbing a shift, awards that my employer might want to give me. They can get access to all that on our platform. In addition to that, you know, let's take an example of an employee who ran out of gas money, runs to their spouse and says, you know, I'm going to take your car to work. I have to get to work because, you know, I could make $100 today.
Yep.
Spouse says, I have a flat tire. Okay, now what do I do? I don't have any kind of card that has money that I can put in the Uber app and quickly take an Uber ride to work, right? What do? They come to our platform, Megan. They see I have $89 of my earned but unpaid wages from this past pay period. Great. You know, positive step number one. Now what they can do is they can use those $89 towards an Uber ride straight from inside our app and show up at work. Isn't that fantastic? So an employee can get access to their earned but unpaid wages in many ways, in many forms, and they can use it for whatever they need on a day-to-day basis, right? Never go to one of those cash checking places.
No.
They're horrible. You know, they actually charge me a fee to pay my bill. That's just plain wrong, Megan. I'm already paying my bill. Why are you charging me a fee for that? Okay. Then here is another thing. You know, an employee who doesn't have access to bill pay, right? Through, you know, their bank could be a small credit union or whatever it might be. Right? A lot of banks, unless you don't have, you know, thousands of dollars sitting in your checking account, you can't pay bills online. Right? So what they do is, you know, they...
Yeah, I want to say there, because I didn't realize, I think myself, to a certain degree, how prevalent that was until a different situation where it's like I'm helping my son open up a bank account. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, he can't get a debit card unless there's this much amount in there. You know, and oh, if I want to pay for the debit card. I'm like, no, I don't want to pay for the piece of plastic that accesses my money or his money. Like, I do not want to do that. And it was, I will say this story, and I think it's only out of the mouth of babes sometimes that you under, like, at least for me, got it. Because we were sitting there, and the gentleman was like, but of course there's a $50 overdraft. And, you know, and he's, I think, very logical at times. And he's like, what's an overdraft fee? And I'm like, that's when you don't have enough money in the account and they charge you money for it. And he's like, well, why would you do that? If there's not enough money, you just, then you don't take the charge. And the guy, I kind of felt a little bad for him because I was like, it's not, you know, Dave's personal fault that they're charging overdraft fees. And I don't think he's going to be like the impetus for change right now, but it's a very valid question. Because I think you and I remember a time where it's like, if you didn't have the money, charge didn't go through, gets declined, that's it. And I realize why they were implemented and I get it, but if you have that happen even once or twice, I mean, that's a full day's work. You know, and that's just, that is amazing to me. That's what I just don't get. And with especially I didn't realize how prevalent also, I mean, I've seen it firsthand, so it's easy for me and maybe not as much for people listening, but imagine looking at an app that does have your earned wages and you're thinking the Uber piece was instrumental. I thought absolutely instrumental. And I think folks might be thinking like, oh, you guys, obviously the only reason you'd be doing this is, you know, to make money in this, but I'll remind everyone there are people. So, I mean, thinking about the offerings that way and the impetus is really to help folks financially become solvent on their own.
Exactly. Today, employees can pay unlimited number of bills on our platform. You know, we have partnerships that allow employees access to 50,000, 70,000 plus billers. They just add that biller right on our platform. They never have to leave work to go to some place to pay a bill. They use their earned but unpaid wages, take care of their bill. Because, you know, when that liquidity is not there or it's dried up between pay periods, employees on average, you know, you talked about fintechs, on average end up paying $200 a month in these fees. That's, I mean, just think about it, right? It's a lot of money when you're making $14, $15 an hour. Right. So, you know, so when we think about PayActive and when you think about us, and I'm so glad we are getting this opportunity to do this podcast together, because really, Megan, Integrity Staffing and PayActive, it is our responsibility now to spread the word to help others. Right. We've already picked this benefit. We're already trying. Right. So when you think about us as a holistic financial wellness benefit. Right? We are a B Corp. You know, we'll do right by the user. You know, we have a video, a documentary out there that we got out, you know, just a few weeks back. And the title is We Heard You. Check it out. And it'll tell you, it'll really tell you what we're about, what we do.
Well, so, and I mean, again, I've seen it firsthand. So I'm super passionate about it. And I think companies think like, what's the cost of entry, or is it prohibitive where it's not, I can fully tell you 1,000%, because it comes from a place of what are we offering to our employees or associates versus what you guys can get, you know, what you get out of it as well. And you have expanded on your offerings, even from the time that we had started, but they're realistic offerings. You know, you're not giving access to two points of contact and that's it. So you're, you know, pigeonholed into using one versus the other. And I think a lot of it on our part too is education. So like, I think people, even associates, think it's a little bit too hard to believe, and they kind of like think, oh, well, do I really want to use this? Because they're set into a certain pattern. But once they can get out of it, yes. You know, and it's like, you work, those are your earned wages. You can access them early. And there's not this huge tidal wave back end. It's not like tax deferrals that are going to come back to you. You know, like that's a, you know, you have to pay it back. But it's, that's not this type of model, which I think is amazing. And I know that you have a couple of new models, Access Freedom, Access Choice. So what are those? What do they do?
Sure, absolutely. So let's talk about how Access Choice works. So this model is a one-day pass. We give a one-day pass at $1 to any user. It is non-recurring, that $1. It's only if you access those earned but unpaid wages that one day, you know, and it's valid for that entire day, so almost midnight Pacific time. For that $1, unlimited, unrestricted access to your earned but unpaid wages, financial counseling, financial literacy, savings and budgeting tool, prescription discounts, Uber, Amazon, everything for that $1. You know, we do have guardrails and employers love it and employees like it too. They can access up to 50% and up to $500 aggregate earned but unpaid wages. So, you know, those guardrails are helpful in the sense because, you know, you have other deductions that need to leave your paycheck. You know, you always want a paycheck at end of pay period. So that's kind of nice to have. But within that, $1 only for the day you use it. But it gets better, Megan. For a two-week pay period, that $1 charge is capped at $5. For a weekly pay period, it's capped at $3. So let's take the example of Integrity Staffing, right? You pay employees on a weekly basis. Let's say an employee uses it four times on four different days, right, in a pay period. On that fourth day, we won't charge them that $1 again. So, you know, it's just that comfort level that I know I'll never get charged more than that $1, right? So that's another positive twist, but here's another positive twist. If that employee does their direct deposit on a PayActive card, they pay zilch, nada, nothing, right? So, you know, when you talk about price, obviously the user is the most important, right? We have to take care of them first. You take care of them and then everybody, you know, it's a win-win situation for everyone. So that's how it works for the user. For the employer, the benefit is of zero cost. You know, so you don't pay anything for the benefit, but you reap the benefits of better recruitment and better turnover and retention numbers. So essentially, you actually make money, right? Because you save on your bottom line. You know, so it's a great benefit for employers too. What employers have been doing in the last, you know, couple of years, we've seen, they'll pick up that fee for the employee. You know, the employer says, seriously, I am spending thousands of dollars in training and recruiting these employees. And then they leave after 2-3 weeks. I'm using your benefit to recruit employees. They are more engaged. They're happy to work with us. My competitor is not offering this benefit. They stay. Can you imagine the amount I save when I keep this employee? I'll pay that $1. No problem. I still make money on this benefit. So employers jump on it. You know, and once again, you know, just going back to that holistic approach, right? They like it. They don't want to just provide quick liquidity. They want to provide more, Megan. I mean, you know, I'm just repeating to someone who already knows it, but
I know what I I'm passionate about it, and I will. There's no need for translating, but I will tell you a real life example. I was at one of our locations, and this associate happened to have PayActive, and they were able to call an Uber and get them to work, which anyone knows that transportation, and that's a whole other podcast that I could do about transportation or lack of transportation, how we need some additional infrastructure to get folks to places where there are jobs available. But they actually were able to continue to come in. So you translate that through, you're exactly right. As an employer, you know, I haven't lost 8 to 10 hours of time, and they haven't lost 8 to 10 hours of a paycheck. That is a barrier that has been removed that will pay back everyone along that supply chain, that the associate, the employer, yes. Like, and that's how it should be. Like, that's mm-hmm. how that should work. And, you know, I'm very thankful that gone are the days of taxis that used to, well, not gone, I shouldn't say. I would say in suburban areas where there might be one or two taxi companies available and the rate would be astronomical. So what would be the point? It would almost be, well, by the time I get there, I'd have to pay as much as I'm making. So the direct connects really do. It is a mutual benefit to, I think, each side. And I think it's beautifully played out with this model. And I think current state, so have you seen, I mean, I think current climate with COVID-19, there are definitely different trends. And of course, I mean, another podcast can be about remote work, but we're talking about a lot of workforces that are either deemed essential and or now at this point are coming in and supporting, you know, but may not have the opportunity to work remotely. But are you seeing any challenging times, changes with the past 5 months or five?
Yes. Actually, we ran a survey across our user base. And here is the result. It's sad, but it is the fact.
Before Sabina shares her survey results with us, I want to thank you all for tuning into HR Liftoff. Eventually, this will be replaced with a word from our sponsors. But until then, you get to listen to me, which me and my parents think is pretty cool. Thanks for tuning in.
82% of hourly workers were more concerned about their finances than even their health in the middle of this pandemic. So I'm not worried about getting COVID. No problem. I just need to get my money, right? So that is one piece of the puzzle, right? There are many surveys done by MetLife, and you'll see results from CFSI and many other, right, large organizations who spend all their time doing research and running surveys, right? And so they are saying that overall stress has gone up. 2 of 3 employees are more stressed. So, you know, employers themselves are coming to us and they're saying, you know, financial wellness is not nice to have anymore. I must have it, right?
Right.
I have 401ks for some of my employees, but I don't have it for all, right? So on-demand pay is here to stay, but I need to provide more for my employees. And that's really what is happening. And, you know, we are telling employers that if you want to keep your employees, here is something I can share with you. And Megan, I know you are excited about it because I know Integrity Staffing is excited about what I'm about to tell you.
Oh,
NPS scores.
Yes, bring
NPS
it.
Scores.
Those who are
right?
Don't know, NPS is Net Promoter Scores. Yes.
Exactly. So when we run a survey on our platform, 84% of our users say, I will recommend PayActive to others.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That is huge. And you know what the funny thing is, you know, HR managers come to us and they say, you know, we've become heroes. When have employees ever been excited about us? Because they're always just scared of HR, right? If HR wants to talk to me, I wonder if they need my want me to walk in with my ID and my laptop, right?
Yeah.
But employees are excited with their HR manager. Thank you so much for giving me this respect. Thank you for allowing me to access my unpaid wages. And of course, I'll stick with you.
Well, I think it's very much, you know, if you talk 10 years ago, there was a very select few, I think, companies and studies, and I'll just say the gig worker, you know, I think folks were like, well, let's see if this catches on. And now it's not a nice to have. Like, this is the way that things are heading. And they're here, and they're just going to be more structured that way because, you know, employees want flexibility. And I think especially during this time, it is proven and shown, you know, we're going back to school. I mean, kids are going back to school. And folks have to basically have a choice to some degree of, well, do I go back? I mean, I can't go back to work if my kids are in a hybrid model or if they're work at home because they also have to, depending on the age, you know, supplement the teachers who are struggling with still putting this together. And I think, well, gosh, you know what I mean? Like, there's a choice. So I don't doubt, it's sad to hear 82% are more concerned about how it's going to come. But I'm not 1,000% surprised by that because I think it's still, to a degree, an outstanding question. And offerings that even I think that if there are jobs available, are they jobs that people can take, you know, based off of current structure? You know, somebody might have been able to take a, you know, a 7-to-5 or an 8-to-5 before, but not if you have kids that are going on a hybrid model. There's no way. So it might be a different work structure for them where there's that opportunity to say, like, this is an added benefit because of Pay Active. And I'll use myself again, where it's 20 years ago, I would have been like, isn't that, even a year ago, let's be honest, I was like, isn't this check cashing? Like, but is it a different look? Which it's absolutely not. Like, it's legitimately trying to connect people with their own money, which is almost insane to say, but that's what it is. You know, and, yes. You know, but can I say this? There's supposed to be some fun in here. Like, we are talking about, like, deep, deep topics. So I usually ask three questions, and we're, like, a pretty good bit through. So shame on me. So I'm going to have to ask a fun question, like, just so people can take a sip of their water. They can take, or wine, as they like to say. Or their mixed drink, or energy drink, what have you. But let's talk, I love music. I think that's kind of Captain Obvious statement, like who doesn't really love music, but love it, especially 80s and 90s music. And I am moving, and I was going through a whole bunch of boxes of cassettes and singles and CDs. Hopefully some folks listening will know what they are, especially the single. But I was thinking, like, what was the first CD that you bought? Because my first tape was Sheena Easton. You know, and why not? She was right there. Stellar haircut, too. But what was, I'll just go with CD. It doesn't have to be a tape or a cassette with an A and a B side. Just CD.
You know I'm on recorded line, right?
I know. It'll only be heard by usually thousands of people.
Well, I moved from India to New York in 1990 to study, and one day to be able to do a podcast with Megan.
Exactly.
So that was my goal.
I did.
And so, yes, I bought my first CD. It was kind of cool at that point. It was in 1990. I bought my first CD on that Saturday afternoon after I landed. It was Milli Vanilli. And, you know, they were really good. I don't care who sang the songs.
You're right.
Girl, you know it's true.
Girl, you do know it's
true.
They
were good.
Because you're not going to get any disagreement from me whatsoever. And since we're recording but nobody else can see it, I mean, I can do a little bit of the dance. And I don't care if they sang it or not. I don't care. Like, still, you would be hard pressed to find. I'm not going to include like necessarily younger folks, but like there's a lot of clubs that you'd still go into and they play "Girl, You Know It's True," and all you need is like the first four or five beats of it, and you're like, "Yep, I know exactly what this is." Yeah. Now, do you still have it? That's the question.
Yes, I do, and I do listen to it. Yes, I do have a CD player too. I don't have my cassette player anymore. And let's not go down that road because we don't want to talk about how old we are. But yes, I do have my CD player and I do sometimes listen to Milli Vanilli and I love it. And I am very proud of owning it.
Well, I am, listen, because I am moving and I didn't know there's a bunch of memes, but I literally found a CD player and a cassette player. And when I mean cassette player, it was like an old gray. It ended with Vox. I don't even know what kind. You know, I think we got it at Radio Shack, like that time ago. And I stuck a Roxette single in, and I literally this weekend was like singing along, and I was like, yeah, I totally need this still in my life. Like, there's nothing better than this at all. And I found my first transistor radio, which was just as awesome. And they're all in a box that I probably won't see again for a long time, but every time I open it up, it'll just make me happy. You know, I'll be like, oh, that's right. You know, I don't know why this duo Roxette didn't work out, or Milli Vanilli. We do know, but, you know, we don't want to get into here. So anyway, I think that's a really awesome example. And thank God it was somebody that we knew. And not somebody else where I'd be like, I have no idea who that is. All right, then let's get back to it. So you mentioned for employers that think that this is a nice to have, which is a great way to put it. And you've explained how it really puts individuals first. But I was doing also a little bit of research myself. So you guys are hardcore into the RESPCECT. Like, respect, the key. And I, other than knowing what I think folks think of immediately when they think of that, you've given examples, but can you explain a little bit further?
Sure. Simple, right? Everybody loves stories. And everybody loves numbers. Those are two things that people don't argue, right? Because that's real, right? What you can do is you ask a group of 100 CEOs if they respect their workers. Mm-hmm. And all 100 CEOs will raise their hands and say yes. Okay? Now, do one other thing. Ask 100 employees how many of them feel respected by their employers. And only 46 hands will go up. Okay? There's something missing. There is something missing. Okay? You tell me, Megan, if you are respected by your boss when you come in every day, aren't you more excited to be there, more productive, more engaged? You want to do a good job. And your boss knows that higher engagement resulting from respect yields an average, here's a number, right? 22% higher productivity. Okay. So you have a group of CEOs who say that I do give them respect, but the employees say that I don't get the respect. So there's something missing, right? In the middle, right? So employees are feeling unappreciated. So I think we need to fill that missing space there, right? It's time for employers to find out what respect really means for employees. What we do is one piece of the puzzle.
I don't love the statistics, but I totally get it. And I absolutely think, I mean, for the record, hopefully my boss is listening. I might be 1,000% more productive with respect, not just the 22%, maybe. But maybe I think that folks, it's odd because I think, I go to logistics where it's like, are you surveying the people in the same room? Like, and is that why you're getting the 46%? You know, the people that are hands raised and what each audience considers to be respectful, like what that actually is. And I think that's what you're saying. Like that target might be far off. And you're trying to bring into the fact of, listen, like this might be considered respect 101, but it's not there right now. But it's also not there for some of the people that might take advantage of it. Like, you're literally bringing both on board at the same time.
Well, you know what? Once again, numbers again, right? Stories again. You can run all the research you want on respect and the relevance of respect at the workplace. Surveys are consistently ranking respect as the single most important factor in workforce engagement. Mm. Right? And and see, there is an advantage to keeping your employees happy and satisfied. It has a trifecta impact. Employees are happy, employer is happy, and guess what? All your clients that your employees are talking to and touching every day are happy. Right? So how could this go wrong? Try it, right? We've done actually a lot of impact studies with a lot of our employers to show the impact that they make on their ability to recruit better and their impact on improving retention numbers. Quantifiable impact.
I have no doubt. I mean, we're a good example of that. Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Like, and when you're talking about additional offerings, I'm like, all right, let me make sure that, you know, we're listening to this piece. And, you know, at the beginning of this, I really wanted folks to understand that PayActive is not check cashing. And I think you've done a wonderful job of absolutely explaining that. Yeah, it's not, because I think some folks might have approached it the same way that I did. And I think that part of the vision that you would have, or at least that I would be passionate about too, is that, again, it isn't a nice to have. This is just an understood, because this is where, especially in current climate considered, how important it is to access when it's needed and not just on a pay cycle that might have been scheduled 20 years ago or 40 years ago or put into, you know, institution because of, you know, the Federal Reserve and when they release funds, which is an antiquated, I think, quite frankly, notion of, you know, how folks, we're used to it. I'll just put it that way. So it's like, all right, well, then why did we just continue to do it this way? And you're like, no, we're not going to continue to do it this way, which is part of what I love about it, because you are showing the utmost respect for the folks that you're trying to service.
Megan, it's their money. They've earned it. They need it. Let them access it, right? This is not a loan. They never have to go to a payday loan place. They'll be happier employees. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we are asked, are you alone? Okay, so let me talk about the differentiation, you know, and may be very, very clear. Let's take a look at loan. Mm-hmm. Okay, in a loan, there is underwriting, there is debt created, and there's some kind of interest, right? There are credit checks done. If you don't pay it, it's reported on your FICO score, right? When it comes to PayActive, we have verified hours that are completed. There is no underwriting or any kind of risk-based credit decision that is made. It's non-recourse, right? There is no interest. We just have that one-day pass, that's a one-time membership fee. There's no default, there's no collections, there's no credit reporting. What a refresher. I earned it. Yay, I can access it. But think about the employer, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if they had to touch their cash flow every day? How expensive would that be? So it's no cost to the employer unless they decide to subsidize the fee. And even then, the bottom line is positive for the business. And we fund the cash flow. We do all the heavy work, right?
I want to repeat that. So, I don't think folks are going to, and maybe we'll do it at the end when we say, like, what are the key things to remember, but you're funding the cash flow.
Because we fund the cash flow.
What's the other shoe that's dropped? Like, what is it? But again, B Corp. So go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. You are getting a benefit from a financial wellness holistic platform that has considered the needs, all the day-to-day needs of an employee, okay? It's zero cost to you. PayActive will fund the cash. If you want to subsidize that $1 fee for the employee, go ahead and do it. I can guarantee you, you'll still save money by keeping that employee and being more competitive in your space. For an employee, they are happier, they feel respected, they are more engaged, right? And then in addition to that day-to-day access to cash, right, of their earned but unpaid wages, they also get an entire suite of financial services, which they are not going to get outside, right? So that holistic approach needs to be considered. And, you know, if you're partnered with an organization that tells you, I'm not a nonprofit, but for me, purpose and profit are equally important, right? That is a big deal. So that's how I would think about it. If I was an organization looking out for the good of my user, of my employees.
I can't put it any better myself. I mean, it's basically letting folks function in their daily lives with what they've earned. I mean, that's, and it sounds
their so money, Megan.
Yeah, it does.
It's their money, Megan.
Yes. All right. Well, do you have 4 more hours? Do you want to continue to talk about this?
No. It's okay. Whatever works for you.
So if folks tuned in late, and let's say, and I know a lot of folks that do this, they will listen to the first 5 minutes, not necessarily this podcast, but first 5 minutes and then the last 5 minutes. Or the folks that listen to things on like 1.5 times speed, right? Have you seen that? 1.5 times up to 2 times, so it's super fast. I am not a great listener at that point. But if they're tuning into the last bits, what would you want to leave folks with? And I think a lot of folks listening are probably working for organizations that at this point would hopefully be thinking like, why aren't we doing this? And you've exemplified it in so many different ways so far, but the last 2 minute spiel.
Sure. This is what I would say. Financial wellness is not nice to have anymore, but a must have. Employers have to offer more of a holistic well-being benefit, not just 401ks, right? Our surveys have clearly shown, especially in the last 6 months, 82% of our hourly workers are more concerned about their finances than their health. This is the richest country in the world. If that is a concern in the middle of a pandemic, we have to step up and do something about it. Overall, stress has only gone up. 2 of 3 employees are more stressed. So here is what I have for you. I have Payacta for you, which is a holistic financial wellness benefit. We have considered all aspects of an employee's life. So yes, they get access to on-demand earned but unpaid wages. Well, they get on-demand access to their earned but unpaid wages. In addition to that, they will get access to financial counseling, financial literacy, unlimited bill pay, prescription discounts, access to Uber Insider app, access to e-commerce benefits by using Amazon from inside our app. We will measure these benefits for the employer and show them the results. The benefit is of no cost to the employer unless they decide to subsidize the fee for the employee. But I have more good news. We pay active, we'll fund that access for the employees between pay periods. So the employer has to never change their process or their cash flow. For an employee, we have a very simple, non-invasive, affordable model, which is a $1 day pass. Only on days they use it. They can access it in any way they like, right? And there are tons of surveys. We ran a survey on our platform. Today, we serve more than 2,000 businesses and more than 4 million employees. 84% say that I will recommend PayActive to someone else. That is huge. That is huge. What other benefit are we offering to our hourly employees that solves their day-to-day issues and they love the employer for it? Outside of that, you know, we talked about respect. Let's not ignore that, right? Tons of surveys done. Surveys consistently rank respect as the single most important factor in workplace engagement. Give them the respect and profitability will go up by 22%, or at least 22%. So listen, it's a win-win for everyone. Try it out. We are here to serve you.
So Sabina, you knew I was passionate about this from the beginning. And I would say in however many months we decide, we're going to come back to each other and you're going to be on again. And we're going to talk about some updated metrics and hopefully updated, you know, service as far as, and I don't mean you have to offer more offerings, because in case anybody missed it, it's a dollar unlimited for the day transaction. So I think folks get the idea that this is affordable, that it comes from a good place, you know, and you said it much better. But I couldn't have said the wrap up better myself. So I completely appreciate you spending more than the allotted time with me today. I think it is very important, especially I would say even current times kind of amplify that, but this is an ongoing, you know, piece that we need to address because it's evolving. And you have it 1,000% right. They're accessing their own earned wages and how they do that. And I don't think there's a lot of exposure for folks, or it's not something necessarily people are Googling all the time of like, what is the impact? And it's hard for some folks to put it all together, but you're right. When you think there could be $200 worth of fees in between a pay period, and that $200 might be a full day or day and a half of work, that is very easy to understand. So I applaud you guys for doing everything that you're doing from an associate standpoint and then connecting it with the employer standpoint. So I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Megan. I've learned that the only way to talk to you is to maybe do a quarterly podcast. That's the only way you're going to talk to me. So I'm happy to do a quarterly podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to try and block your number after we hang up. So just don't feel weird about it.
Okay. So thank you so much, Megan.
I've never spoken to you. I'm so happy that you took my call and you're doing this. So I appreciate it. But I will take you up and hold you to the quarterly, because I think you guys do a very brilliant way of, I would say, attaching the metrics to a very relevant story and not, I think you even said this earlier, like, I'm not going to inundate with numbers, but the numbers that you provide are so impactful that it kind of just makes you sit back and think, okay, like, I thought it might be around X, but like, you guys have this clear data to show. And I know you have a lot more, but it's just super relevant. So I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Megan.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. And for those who are listening, bye-bye. Thank you so much, and please stay tuned for our next podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of HR Liftoff. At Integrity, we believe opportunity is everything. We take an associate-first approach because when our associates succeed, our clients succeed. Whatever you need, we're ready to support. We partner with clients large and small to deliver custom staffing solutions that provide the cost, service, and scalability efficiencies you need to stay competitive. Learn more at integritystaffing.com.